Pay careful attention to Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 16 through 19. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. You know, a little while ago I got this letter from an irate atheist because I had stated that ceasing to believe in God, or accepting the idea that our existence is nothing but some sort of cosmic accident, well, I said that can lead a person to despondency. You can't say that, she said. The theory of evolution doesn't make people desperate or hopeless. Just ask any college-level biology student and they'll tell you that the theory of evolution leaves them awestruck at the power and beauty of nature. Well, I'll admit, that might be true in the short run when you're 18 years old and studying college-level biology for the first time. I was once a college-level biology student myself. But you give most of those students some time, and they'll move from the realm of biology to the realm of philosophy. And when they see the finish line of life approaching them, they're going to start asking some of life's toughest questions. Things like, why am I here? What is the purpose of my existence? Is there really any meaning to my life? Ultimately, those are questions that everybody asks sooner or later. And the theory of evolution has proven itself completely bankrupt on this front. You should do your homework, this person told me, suggesting that there are no people who find the thought of a godless universe hopeless and depressing. Well, here's Exhibit A, one of the greatest minds of the ancient world, one of the best-trained intellects of the Middle East. He contemplated what it might mean if the story of Jesus were not true and the grave really is the end. And his conclusion? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. Take a close look at people who gave up on God. They were excited about the idea in the short run, even adamant about it. But it brought them to the brink of despair in the end. Friedrich Nietzsche declared the death of God, and the thought of that drove him crazy in the end. Albert Camus had to think long and hard about the subject of suicide, because he wondered why suicide wouldn't be a solution for people who live in a hopeless world. And you know, if privacy were not an issue, I could point you to dozens and dozens of people who have sat in my office and wept in my presence over their doubts about the existence of God. On the other hand, nobody's ever come to me for help because they knew God existed and loved them. See, without God, ultimately there is no meaning to life. Nothing that says that your existence is worth something. Cosmic accidents cannot satisfy our deepest needs. A cosmic accident can't love us or make our existence purposeful. The accomplished nihilists, those who now find no meaning in life because God, to their way of thinking, does not exist, those people find life a struggle. They wrestle and live in anguish because nothing is answering the biggest questions in their hearts. There are piles of examples. And our world today is reaping the horrible consequences of just giving up on God. It's not a great way to live, something that almost everyone eventually discovers. Knowing God, however, that's what we were created for in the first place. And those who know Him always find that knowing Him is just a better way to live.